Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Impairment or their medical condition. It is 24 degrees right now.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. A family company.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump appeared virtually for his New York hush money trial sentencing today after requests to block the hearing were rejected by the Supreme Court. Trump was convicted last year of falsifying business records related to payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep an affair from the public during his 2016 campaign. Judge Juan Merchan imposed an unconditional discharge at sentencing Friday morning with no jail time.
At this time, I impose that sentence to cover all 34 counts. Sir, I wish you Godspeed as you assume your second term in office.
Earlier, Trump addressed the court and denied any wrongdoing, calling it a witch hunt. Winds easing a bit today in Southern California. Fire crews still battling multiple wildfires and hot spots, and the Santa Ana winds expected to pick up again in the coming week. A major winter storm crippling parts of the South and Mid-Atlantic. Icy roads and winds knocking out power. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin is suing prosecutors over the now-dismissed involuntary manslaughter case in the Rust movie set shooting. Baldwin claims evidence was intentionally mishandled to make him a scapegoat. The Detroit Auto Show underway in Motor City.
The last two auto shows took place in September, but now the event is returning to its original January time slot. The North American Car, Truck, and SUV of the Year awards are set to be handed out, and Ford is using the show to debut the new Mustang GTD Spirit of America edition. Ford's Jim Owen says the show is a point of pride for Detroit.
That reinvigoration of the Detroit community, that auto show really means something to the community.
Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
If you know a teen who failed their driving test, they can get a pick-me-up. Uber, offering free rides to teens who failed their written or road test. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 25 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05 with some light flurries. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a few flurries possible, a bit warmer than normal with a high of 29. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 12. And tomorrow, clouds thicken with nice temperatures continuing, a high of 27. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 22, it's 25 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarr lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarr and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The suspect in a Juneau County triple homicide has been found. According to the Juneau County Sheriff's Office, 47-year-old Virgil Thu was apprehended yesterday in Elroy, about 13 miles from the crime scene in New Lisbon. Thu is the suspect in the deaths of 33-year-old Elizabeth Colba and two girls aged 12 and 13. The bodies were discovered December 30th in a New Lisbon home after one of the girls was reported missing. It's unclear when the victims were killed. Thu faces three counts of first-degree intentional homicide. The teen charged in the April 2022 murder and sexual assault of 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls is no longer identified by his initials in court documents. He is Carson Peters Berger. A Chippewa County judge unsealed the complaint against the 16-year-old on Thursday. Investigators say he killed Peters as she was escorting her home after spending a day with her aunt in the spring of 2022. Peters Berger, who was 14 at the time, told investigators he had been planning the incident and wanted to know what it felt like to take a life. He also admitted to returning to the scene to hide her body better after he learned she was reported missing. Peter Berger returns to court for a hearing in June after pleading not guilty to homicide and sexual assault charges in December. He faces life in prison if found guilty. Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in the state. due to persistent challenges caused by severe regional winter weather and its impact on the distribution of residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane. This executive order will allow for the swift and efficient delivery of these products throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers report challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products. Governor Evers said, quote, "Getting residential heating fuel like propane and heating oil moving now to those who need it will help Wisconsinites remain safe as we continue to face cool and freezing temperatures in the coming months." The executive order will provide a 30-day waiver of certain state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing suppliers to get caught up from weather-related delays. This year's Wisconsin Supreme Court race could be the most expensive in the state's history. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel will face off in the spring election with party control of the state Supreme Court on the line. Judge Crawford has raised nearly $3 million, while Judge Schimmel has raised about $2.2 million. Issues like voting maps, abortion access, Act 10, and the governor's veto power could be affected by the outcome of the race. A report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that local municipalities are paying more for recycling services, while state aid remains flat. According to the report, the operational cost of recycling services grew by about 0.5% each year from 2013 to 2021, but the available state funding for recycling grants has remained at about $20 million since 2011, following a reduction from about $32 million prior. As a result, local government budgets are facing greater strain to fill the gaps with local revenue sources like property taxes. The Greater La Crosse Area Medical Reserve Corps is seeking volunteers who would like to donate their time and expertise to prepare for and respond to emergencies that impact public health and safety in their communities. The Medical Reserve Corps is a community-based civilian volunteer program that is organized and trained to strengthen community resilience. MRC volunteers include medical and public health professionals, as well as other community members without healthcare backgrounds. The Greater La Crosse Area MRC is housed within the La Crosse County Health Department and collaborates with Crawford, Monroe, and Vernon County Health Departments, as well as healthcare, emergency management, and other community partners. Volunteers are provided training to assist with a variety of response and community education activities. Interested persons can register on the Wisconsin Emergency Assistance Volunteer Registry. It is a secure website which supports the advanced registration of volunteer health professionals to support emergency public health response, as well as the platform for MRC unit volunteer registration and management. Questions or requests for additional information may be addressed to Brenda Lutz Hansen at 608-785-9872 or healthweb@lacrossecounty.org. A child care center in Toma abruptly closed this week, sending families scrambling to find care. Children or Kids and Company was closed Monday. According to a statement, the lease for the property was terminated by the Toma VA Medical Center due to compliance issues with the lease. The daycare has had multiple serious violations in recent months, including an injury to a child caused by a staff member and failure to report the incident in a timely fashion. The center had a listed capacity of 40 children, according to state officials. The Department of Health Services issues another round of opioid settlement funds. From October through December of 2024, DHS awarded more than $21 million to agencies across Wisconsin. That marks the largest amount awarded in a quarterly period since Wisconsin began receiving funds in 2022 from national litigation against pharmaceutical manufacturers, distributors, and pharmacy chains. grants awarded support projects designed to prevent non-medical use of opioids, reduce the harms of opioid use, and expand access to treatment and recovery supports for people with an opioid use disorder. DHS has received about $75 million so far from the litigation and is due to get another roughly $153 million in funds through 2038. The Department of Natural Resources laid out an updated plan on how the deer hunt is managed at a hearing Wednesday. DNR Deer Hunt Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says much of the northern part of the state will revert to local habitat boundaries rather than countywide boundaries. The changes come after a number of poor harvests in the northern Wisconsin and requests from hunters to go back to more focused deer management. You can find out more about the changes and offer public comment online at dnr.wi.gov. Over 60 groups are asking state lawmakers to restrict wake boats on Wisconsin lakes. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the Coalition to Protect Wisconsin Lakes wants the legislature to enact stricter guidelines on wake boats. The large boats create heavy wakes, allowing people to surf behind them. Critics of the boats say they're damaging lake shorelines and harming wildlife. Proponents claim they can be operated safely, but the Coalition is asking for the boats to be banned on all but the largest Wisconsin lakes. A previous attempt at passing guidelines that was backed by boating groups died in the legislature last session. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced that the U.S. Department of Transportation is making an over $38.6 million investment into Amtrak's Borealis service, which runs from Chicago to Minneapolis, with eight stops in Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. This federal investment will support new service rollout efforts of the Borealis service, which fills existing schedule gaps in Wisconsin's commuter rail service. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is tracking a worrisome new scam targeting families caring for elderly relatives. Director Michelle Reinen says the crooks show up at your door offering to help with hospice care for your elderly relative. The crooks will claim that they'll help consumers with free in-home services like free cooking, cleaning, and home health care. What the criminals are actually after is Medicare and Medicaid payments and accounts. Reinen says hospice isn't home care, it's a special end-of-life care, and reminds people that Medicare will never come to your door to offer services. A judge has ruled that a Wisconsin woman who stabbed her sixth-grade classmate to please the horror character Slender Man can be released from a psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser, now 22, has filed for request with Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Bowron, seeking release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Geiser withdrew her first petition in the summer of 2022. Bowron denied her second request in April 2024. Bowron decided Thursday to grant her release. Geiser and Anasawire were 12 in 2014 when they lured Peyton Littner to a Waukesha park. Geiser stabbed Littner 19 times while Wire egged her on. Littner barely survived. It's 26 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Manufacturer of the Year finalists have been announced. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
WRCO News Time is 12:21. Nearly two dozen Wisconsin manufacturers have been selected as finalists for the 36th Annual Manufacturer of the Year Awards. The program recognizes the state's top manufacturers of all sectors and sizes for innovations, philanthropy, technological advances, commitment to customer satisfaction, and the quality jobs they create. It highlights manufacturing as the state's top industry, employing one in six Wisconsin workers and producing nearly $72 billion in economic output each year. The finalists represent the diversity and power of Wisconsin's manufacturing industry and its wide-reaching impact. Among the finalists in the mega category of 500-plus employees is Vark Incorporated. A total of four grand award winners will be selected, one for each size category, small, medium, large, and mega. The judges may also decide to honor a company with a special award for excelling in an outstanding area. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to celebrate the outdoors this winter by joining a candlelight event happening across the state. These free to low cost events typically begin around sunset and offer a variety of ways to enjoy the winter scenery after dark, including hiking, snowshoeing, and cross country skiing, depending on weather and snow conditions. Many will include activities such as bonfires, hot chocolate, cider, and other refreshments available for sale or by donation, and some will have open warming shelters. Those who would like to participate by hiking and snowshoeing do not need to have any experience. These events offer no commitment opportunities for first-timers and can help build connections with other outdoor enthusiasts during the time of year when many people stay indoors. Although the amount of gear needed varies, warm clothing with layers is recommended for all events. Trekking poles are optional, and a headlamp or flashlight is recommended. Some properties may have other equipment, such as snowshoes or an outdoor track chair, available to check out. Contact the property to see what is available and to make reservations. Most properties will require a 2025 vehicle admission pass and/or a state trail pass unless otherwise noted. A state park daily admission pass may be available to check out at participating libraries. Find a full list of upcoming candlelight events and additional details on the DNR events calendar. Some events are weather dependent. Visitors are encouraged to check the event's calendar or call properties directly to confirm if an event will be held. The Wisconsin State Patrol's January Law of the Month focuses on safe winter driving. While you may look forward to the beauty and adventure of a new season, winter weather can also create treacherous road conditions. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, "It's always best to stay off the roads in slippery conditions. If you must drive, be sure to avoid distractions, allow additional time to get to your destination, and give fellow motorists and snowplows extra space. It is best to stay off the roads during severe winter weather to eliminate the risk of a crash and keep the roads clear for first responders and snowplow drivers. If you must head out, always prepare yourself and your vehicle for winter driving." The latest winners in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle are Tuesday's winner of $50, Jamie Fogo of Richland Center, on ticket number 130. Wednesday's winner of $50, Matt Williams of Richland Center, on ticket number 102. Yesterday's winner of $25, Carol Strang of Richland Center, on ticket number 89. And today's winner of $100 is Chris Fink of Richland Center, on ticket number 243. It's 26 degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist is your number one trusted partner for all auto body repairs. Our highly skilled technicians provide top-notch service, ensuring your car gets the best care. Plus, we offer free loan of cars to keep you on the move while we work on your vehicle. Don't settle for less. Experience the quality and reliability that have earned us our great reputation. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or reach us at 608-375-4434.
Gary Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Gary Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Gary Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz turkey gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
It is a cloudy 26 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday afternoon, January 10th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home from now until the time of service at 1. Eva Middlestead is survived by her sons, Daryl and Janie Middlestead and Keith Middlestead, 4 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jim Tidrick is survived by a son, Brian and Lupe of Madison, a daughter, Melanie and Stephen of Port Washington, a brother, Ray and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law, Diane Tidrick, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. David J. Copas Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. David Copas is survived by 4 children, Teresa Gardner and Jason Johnson, Jennifer and Matt Schultz, David, Joe Copas Jr., and Jasper Dean Copas. 11 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law, Molly Rutherford, his twin brother, Daryl Copas, siblings, Jane Viborn, Jerry and Teddy Copas, and Nancy Welch. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives. David J. Copas Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family. Becky Salmon is survived by her husband Rick, 3 children, Nathan Gander and Shannon Collins of Gaze Mills, Shannon and Michael Russell of Viola, and Kaylee and Cody Knapp of Stitzer. 7 grandchildren, her chosen parents, Roy and Wanda Davidson, along with many other in-laws, close friends, and relatives. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean Reese is survived by 2 sons, Jeffrey Reese and Eileen Molly Rosso, and David and Diane Marie Reese, a nephew and 3 nieces. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center. Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday, January 19th from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vicki Zimple is survived by her husband, William, 4 children, Jeremy Zimple, Craig and Megan Zimple, Becky and Ernesto Alatorre, and Brooke Zimple and Scott Stitzer, 4 grandchildren, a brother, Dennis Adametz, and 2 nieces. Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel. Thomas Eugene, Tom Richter, 73 of Spring Green, died Wednesday. No funeral services will be held. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Tom Richter is survived by 3 daughters, Rebecca and Lee Ansager of Hayward, Lisa and Fred Hankill of Arena, and Lynn and Michael Garou of Lone Rock. 8 grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Arnold Richter, Mary and Tom Dickinson, Bernice and Bill Jacobs, Bertha Swinehart, Philip and Jane Richter, Diane and Jim Cron, Elma Ward, Pauline Richardson, and Mark and Joan Richter. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Friend and mother of his children, Donna Dietzman. Thomas Eugene, Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hill Point is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, 2 locations in downtown Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dave and Lorna Egner. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hump City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good Friday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a band of light snow crossed parts of south and southeast Wisconsin through the late morning with some small accumulations. Meanwhile, some snow flurries drifting down from Minnesota through the north half of Wisconsin as of late morning. And some of those could sweep through here this afternoon, but generally just some cloud cover. Quiet weather sticks around for tomorrow. Then it gets active tomorrow night as low pressure spins in from the northwest. Should bring a general widespread snow to the region. Right now looks like an inch or two around here before it tapers off midday Sunday. Maybe as much as 3 or 4 inches in parts of north and northeast Wisconsin. Behind that, some gusty northwest winds and sharply cold air will move in Sunday night. Monday, stick around at least through Tuesday, should see a rebound in temperatures for the second half of next week, with relatively quiet conditions continuing. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy. A few flurries are possible. Temperatures going slightly warmer than normal, hitting the upper 20s to near 30. West wind 5 to 10 becoming northwest. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, dropping to 12 degrees. And tomorrow the clouds thicken with those nice winter temperatures continuing, high of 27. Light northwest wind becoming south. And tomorrow night, light snow developing after midnight. Looks like there could be a half inch or an inch by daybreak Sunday, low 22. Sunday, light snow tapering to flurries in the afternoon. Another half inch or inch possible. Windy by evening, high of 31. Heading into Monday, blustery and very cold with peaks of sunshine. low 5 degrees, high near 11. And Tuesday, staying breezy and bitter cold with partly cloudy skies, low 3 below, high near 11. As we go into Wednesday, partly cloudy, not quite as cold, low 1 below, high of 19. Thursday, look for some cloud cover, high up to 31. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 27 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 30, our low this morning was 22. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 27. The record high for this date set in 2012 is 53 degrees. The record low, 26 below, was set in 1988. Last year's high was 32 with a low of 25. Sunset tonight will be at 4:46 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:33. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.62, and we have received a dusting of snow so far today. It's currently a cloudy 27 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
What do investors think about sustainable agriculture? One shares his take today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. An industry has developed around the push to make agriculture more sustainable. One company, Snowcap, is a venture capital firm investing in climate tech platforms, and ag sustainability efforts come into play there. Co-founder Nate Salpeter is a former nuclear engineer who has a small farm in the San Francisco Bay Area. He shares how Snowcap evaluates investment opportunities.
Really, we were focusing on this combination of, is the timing right? Is the team right? Is the technology sound? Is there a need? And more importantly, can we also provide value?
Salpeter's take on carbon markets?
The volatility of these markets and some of the uncertainty around them. As an investor looking at a business model, what we like to see is, can the business stand on its own without relying on it?
Salpeter urges caution when evaluating a carbon market offering.
Scalable auditing of carbon projects is a challenge. It seems like every day we're seeing a new company spring up that's saying, okay, we're taking visual data from satellites and then we're going to deconstruct it. One of the problems with that is the validation of these models.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A commodity broker says the USDA supply and demand reports probably won't move the needle much on markets. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, Congress has a big to-do list in 2025. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Purdue Top Farmer Conference.
Ag Economic and Policy Advisor at Farm Credit Mid-America, Matt Erickson, says one of the top priorities will be tackling expiring tax cuts, which are crucial for America's farmers and ranchers.
You know, when we talk about that, it's things like, you know, what could happen with the estate tax, what could happen with the corporate rate, could happen with, you know, things like bonus depreciation.
He tells Brownfield any changes could impact the U.S. economy.
We're still at, you know, a relatively low unemployment rate. We're still at a job openings per unemployed level above 1.1. We're still at a wage growth of over 4%, which is above historical norms.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of 2025. If Congress doesn't tackle it this year, tax code reverts to pre-2017 levels. From West Lafayette, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
A commodity broker says yield revisions by USDA this week are not likely enough to cause major market moves. Mark Tulaski with Advanced Trading tells Brownfield, tight global corn supplies and strong demand have more potential to lead to increased exports and prices over the next few months.
And we kind of think they could increase it another 75 to 100 million going forward. So that's a bright spot. We at least have good demand. Maybe cheap prices have kind of cured the cheap prices to some degree.
He says farmers have been selling more corn after harvest compared to the prior year and locking in better margins. A South Dakota farmer is concerned conservation programs could be negatively affected by the lack of a new farm bill. Rodney Cook says he's used the Conservation Stewardship and Environmental Quality Incentives programs to improve his operation.
How do we help more people, or how do we broaden our horizons or get more people involved and to try to make some changes and try to be the best steward of the land that we can be? You know, if that's not there, you know, there's really not an incentive otherwise.
He tells Brownfield despite a last-minute extension by Congress, there's still a lot of uncertainty with the current farm bill. The USDA just released some numbers on supply and demand, saying 2024 soybean production topped 2023. The crop of 4.37 billion bushels was up 5% on the year. Average yield, just over 50 bushels per acre. Corn production, 14.9 billion bushels. That's down 3%. Record average yield of more than 179 bushels per acre. Those numbers were less than what USDA was projecting in December, pulling ending stocks for both corn and beans lower. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, You'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a slow start following Thursday's late to moderate business. Bids have surfaced at $200 live in the South. Asking prices are holding firm at $202 plus live in the South and $322 plus stressed in the North. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the day. On Thursday, live business in the South was up mostly $200. That's $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Stressed business was up mostly $320, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is sharply higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.34 at $3.33.12. Select is $5.22 higher at $3.13.57. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, in the first sale of 2025, demand was moderate to good on a nice offering. The market was active both in-house and online. Feeder supply included 56% steers, medium and large one feeder steers, 601 to 641 pounds brought $327.50 to $348. Feeder steers 701 to 745 pounds brought $289 to $310. Medium and large one feeder heifer 656 to 670 pounds brought $279.50 to $295. Cash hogs are lower at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors have been able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Export sales for last week were solid as demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong. There are concerns that continue about the inconsistency in domestic demand. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.37 with a base range of $70 to $81 and a weighted average of $77.98. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.54 at $92.02. Bellies were sharply higher. Hams, butts, and picnics were up. Loins and ribs were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. SuperU Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Cattle futures are mixed. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today on commercial and technical buying. The 2024 U.S. production total is up from 2023, but less than what the USDA was projecting in December. That pulled the U.S. ending stocks lower, and there were no changes really to the South American numbers for beans this month. March beans are up 19 and a quarter at 10.18 and a quarter. May's 17 and a half higher at 10.28 and a quarter. March soybean meal is down 70 cents at $296.60, and March soybean oil is up 218 points at $44.94. Corn's higher. 2024 corn production was below 2023 and under what the USDA was estimating for December. Corn ending stocks are down on the month and global adjustments were minor. March corn's up 11 and 3 quarters at 467 and 3 quarters. May's an 11 and a quarter higher at 475 and 3 quarters. And wheat today is mixed. U.S. winter wheat planting was 2% above last year, and ending stocks were slightly higher, mostly on an increase in imports. USDA did increase exports for Australia and Canada while lowering the outlooks for Russia and Ukraine. March Chicago's down 3/4 at 533 and a quarter. March Kansas City's up a half at 550 and 3/4. March Minneapolis is 1 1/4 higher at 584 and 3/4. Live cattle were up at last check, and feeders were mixed, waiting for the rest of the week's direct cash cattle business. Asking prices for what's left on the show list are at 202 plus on the live basis and 322 plus dressed. Box beef was sharply higher at midday. And meanwhile, hogs are higher, with the pork carcass cutout value up at midday today as well. Midwest butcher hog markets are steady, and National Direct was $1.37 lower at the open. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The impact of high-path avian influenza on egg prices. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There has been an uptick in cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in recent months. In the past 3 months specifically, outbreaks across multiple states have resulted in the loss of nearly 7% of the U.S. flock of egg-laying hens. According to the latest Consumer Price Index, the price of eggs is up 37.5% from where they were a year ago. Now, that's not just going to affect the price of eggs at the grocery store. Bill Knudsen is an ag economist with Michigan State University.
What happens at the farm gate does eventually show up in what the consumer finally pays. And as the number of layers goes down, that's going to get reflected not just in the price of eggs, but everything that uses eggs as an ingredient in their product.
The loss of production has also impacted how grocery stores price eggs. Typically, eggs are called a loss leader, which means they're priced low to draw in more customers who will eventually leave with a cart full of groceries. With these tighter supplies, retailers have kept prices much closer to their wholesale costs. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Winds in Southern California calmer today, but still posing a threat next week. Authorities confirmed at least 10 deaths in the Eaton and Palisades fires, and authorities are stepping up patrols due to recent looting. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
We have worked with the governor and Sheriff Luna to secure the National Guard, which will back up and free up our firefighters and police officers and play a key role in securing our evacuation zones to keep people safe and to